I believe we are about to enter the golden age of the sports card hobby. And today, I'll tell you why, along with my five hottest sports cards of the week. My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies. And at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love. Sports card investors. I am back from the Miami Card Show. I had an absolutely fabulous time, and I am here today to tell you why I think we are about to enter the golden age of the sports card hobby. So buckle up and get ready, because there are going to be some good days ahead. And I wanted to remind you that this episode of Sports Card Investor is brought to you by eBay, your number one spot for cards and collectibles. With your largest inventory of sports cards from basketball to soccer and buyers from all over the globe, eBay is the leading place to buy, sell, and invest your cards. The Miami Card Show was an awesome experience. The experience was just simply getting to go to a card show. That was the first card show I had been to since the pandemic shut everything down last March. And to be quite honest with you, I had forgotten how much fun it was to go to a card show. I had forgotten the culture that forms around these shows, the fun conversations you can have with dealers, the trades you can do with other attendees, the networking that takes place, just being around the hobby and getting to experience it, getting to touch it and feel it and see it there live in person. That is what a card show brings. And I believe that there is right now such a pent-up demand of people like you watching this show who haven't had the opportunity to go to a card show for the last many, many months. And now you're going to go to one this summer or this fall. You're excited to get back to a card show. Maybe you'll go to several. I believe that there are a lot of new collectors that have come into the market, new investors over the course of the pandemic that have never been to a card show. And they will soon get to go to their first one and experience what that is like. There are card shows popping up all over the nation. And in my opinion, we are about to enter the golden age of card shows, and that will carry us into the golden age of the sports card hobby. Because when you go to one of these card shows, you get to experience it. You get to feel what it is like to be a collector, to be an investor, and to be surrounded by many others who share the same passion that you do. And I believe that we are going to see the hobby surge up in the upcoming months. And a lot of that is going to be fueled by people being able to get back to card shows and it helping reconnect them with the hobby that they love. I'm so excited about getting to go to the Dallas card show in a few weeks. And I'm so excited for all of the other card shows that I can make it to this year. I also think there's going to be mega shows. I think the National, which is already in size, the Dallas show is approaching the National. I think we're going to see regional shows all over the country that become as big as the Dallas show, maybe as big as the National. There's big ones being planned here in Atlanta later this year. I'm sure the Miami show will continue to expand. I'm sure there are going to be huge shows all over the country. The golden era, it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. The golden era of card shows and the golden era of sports cards, it's coming. One of the really fun things I got to do at the card show was meet a lot of users of the Sports Card Investor app. Thanks to all of you out there, as well as a lot of Market Movers members. I even got to show a preview of the new Market Movers mobile app that is coming out and will be exclusive just to Market Movers subscribers. We are going to put that out in the next few weeks. We are trying to release that before the Dallas Card Show, so people can use it at the Dallas Card Show. If you are a Market Movers member, that app will be free as part of your subscription. If you are not a Market Movers member, go sign up right now so you can get that app on release day. And you can find out more and sign up by going to sportscardinvestor.com and clicking on Market Movers in the main menu bar. All right, it is time. Let's get into this week's top five cards. In the number five spot today, it's a rising star in the sport of baseball, Jazz Chisholm. Now, you know Jazz Chisholm is the 22-year-old middle infielder for the Miami Marlins, and he is off to a great start this season. He is batting .290. He has 4 homers, 7 RBIs, and 7 stolen bases so far. Kid has some wheels. Now, he started the season as the 6th or 7th hitter, but he has been moved up to the leadoff spot recently because he's been playing well and showing a lot of potential. He did just recently injure his hamstring, but hopefully that's not too serious. Hopefully he will be back soon. Sports card investors are certainly hoping for good news on the injury because they have been buying up his cards and his prices are on the rise. Here we've got Jazz Chisholm's 2017 Bowman Chrome Prospect auto card there, the blue line, and his 2017 Bowman Chrome Prospect non-auto card there, the pink line. Both of those are PSA 10 cards, and you can see the nice upwards to the right trajectory of both. That is what you want to see. That Bowman Chrome Prospect auto, that card has gone up 204% over the course of the last 90 days. It is now selling for around $335. You could have scooped that card up for less than $100 just under 90 days ago. The number four guy this week, it's a player you probably expected to hear on this week's list, Jordan Love. Because yes, those rumors are out there that Aaron Rodgers does not want to return to the Green Bay Packers. This is being widely reported that he wants to leave the Packers and go elsewhere. So naturally, what's going to happen? A lot of sports card investors may be speculating that, hey, it's Jordan Love time in Green Bay. And if that's the case, then Jordan Love's cards are certainly a good buy. We saw a lot of buy activity on these cards over the last week based on that speculation, and that led to a spike in price. And in fact, on the graph here, you can see that real sudden spike that occurred. I mean, we're only talking here over the course of the last week. This is his 2020 Prism base card in raw condition. This card was right around $20 in late April. And then all of the sudden, the news of Aaron Rodgers potentially maybe wanting out of Green Bay occurred. And overnight, that card spiked to over $52. That card went up 2.5 times over the course of just 2 days. Now, it's come down some since then as Green Bay's leadership has come out and pretty directly said that Aaron Rodgers will be back and he is their quarterback of the future. So Jordan Love's prices have come back down to earth, but they are still up from where they were over the last 30 or 60 days. And you can see that here on the graph. It'll be really interesting to see how that situation plays out and what Jordan Love's card prices do from here. In the number three spot this week, a player who has been absolutely crushing it this baseball season, and I mean that literally. Rhys Hoskins has been crushing the long ball for the Phillies. He has 8 home runs already this season in just 28 games. He also has 16 RBIs and a .527 slugging percentage. Those are pretty impressive numbers. And it was just over the weekend on Sunday that he actually hit a game-tying 3-run home run, a huge home run. Unfortunately, it was overturned by replay because it bounced off the top of a rail, and therefore it didn't count as a home run. But nonetheless, Rhys Hoskins is killing it. His cards are killing it as well. In fact, if we zoom in, you can see that his Topps Chrome base card in PSA 10 is up 39% over the last 90 days. His Topps base card in PSA 10 is up 84% over the last 90 days. No matter which Rhys Hoskins card you have, you're pretty happy with the recent increases that we've seen. In the number two spot, a basketball player who we've talked a lot about this year. He's been in this show before. He's really been up and down. Kevin Porter Jr., though, he is back in the news again, and he's back on this show again as a result. This time for something he actually did on the court. And that was scoring 50 points in a game and becoming the 4th youngest player in NBA history to score 50 points in a game. So that's a pretty good accomplishment. Now, you saw him in the top five earlier this season when he was traded from Cleveland to Houston for next to nothing. But then he came out balling for Houston and he had some good games. And when that happened, his card spiked. And in fact, if you look at this graph, you can see that spike that I'm talking about in this range. But then over the course of the last month and a half, his cards had been cooling down. You can see that here on the graph. They had been kind of going down and down and down. But then all of a sudden, he hits a 50-point game. And what happens? His cards shoot back up overnight, literally overnight. And in fact, if we switch the graph here to show just the last 7 days, you can really see that dramatic impact play out. This is his 2019 Prism base card in PSA 10. And over the last 7 days alone, that card is up 79.9%. It has almost doubled in the last 7 days. That is the wildness of Kevin Porter Jr.'s cards and what can happen to any player who has a single amazing breakout game. In the number one slot this week, we're going with a football player. And deservedly so, because the NFL draft just ended. And if you've watched this show for a while, you might remember back to last year after the NFL draft occurred, there were a lot of football cards that got hot. In fact, I specifically remember Dak Prescott, for example. When the Cowboys drafted CD Lamb early in last year's draft, sports card investors liked that and they liked the impact that could have on Dak Prescott, so his cards got hot. Well, here we are again. And the New York Giants drafted a really great playmaker in the first round. I happen to know because he was a Florida Gator, Kadarius Toney. This guy is incredible on the field. And of course, what it means is now Daniel Jones has another weapon. So guess what Daniel Jones' card prices are doing? They're going up. And this is a make it or break it year for Daniel Jones. He has not necessarily lived up to the expectations of being the sixth overall pick in the 2019 NFL draft, but the Giants have now put more weapons around him this offseason. And so we'll see. This is his year. Sports card investors like his chances. Because over the last 90 days, as you can see here on the screen, his cards have really been going up. And in fact, I put three different cards on the screen. I put his Prism base card up top there. I put his Optic base card, and I also put his Select Concourse card. And even though his Select Concourse card had this kind of one oddly crazy low underpriced sale, someone got themselves a deal on eBay with that sale. But if you take that one out of the equation and you look at the overall trend line of what all of these cards have been doing, they've been going up, and to the right. In fact, if we go look by percentage, you can see that his Prism card over the course of the last 90 days is up 106%. And his Optic card is up 73%. Before this freakishly low sale of his Select Concourse card, it was up 127% over the course of the last 90 days. Daniel Jones, his cards are going up. People are excited. What do you think he's going to do this year? Do you think the Giants will get back? Do you think now with Saquon Barkley coming back and Jones having more weapons around him that he can actually live up to the hype that he had a couple years ago? Or are they going to continue to stub their toe offensively? And will this be the season that we learn that Jones is not actually cut out for the NFL? I'd love to hear what you think. Let me know in the comments below. And I hope you enjoyed this show. I hope you enjoyed the top five. If you did, make sure to hit that subscribe button and the little bell icon. And if you love graphs and charts and analytics like this, then you're going to love Market Movers. And you're going to love being able to track your entire collection, because we now have about 30,000 cards that we are tracking each and every single day in Market Movers. It is by far the largest sports card pricing database that exists anywhere. You can check it out and get instant access by going to sportscardinvestor.com and clicking on Market Movers in the main menu bar. I hope you enjoy this episode, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back in a couple of days with our next one. Take care.